Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Living Life with Pastor Carolyn Henderson, the Kingdom Church International Broadcast, and we welcome you to our segment tonight on the season of change, rest, relaxation, and restoration. I ask that you would forgive my voice tonight. We have been a little under the weather, but God is able. Amen. Well, tonight we wanted to come to you and we wanted to take a time to talk about rest and relaxation and restoration. We've done a couple of segments before this time concerning relaxation and rest and restoration, but we are hearing so much now about the men and women of God and people in church who are under physical stress, physical attack, emotional attack, and we just thought we would come back and just share for a few moments concerning the topic of a season of change, rest, relaxation, and restoration. As many of you know, we have entered into the fall season. Amen. The weather is getting ready to change and things are, the leaves are turning and autumn and fall is setting in. And we can notice by the trees and the outside that things are changing and we have to adjust ourselves as we prepare to go into a new season. And it is fair to say that we need to adjust ourselves as we get older and as we do more work for the ministry, that we too must adjust ourselves to seasons. Sometimes I know for myself that we can work extremely hard in ministry and in our marketplace assignments and in our homes and in our families. And in the season now that we're in the church, it seems that the church has become compromised. The church was a place at one time where we could just go for a place of rest and go for a place of relaxation, and we could get renewed and refreshed at the church. And even today, we can say that we did a study, and it is proven that most pastors, most leaders are under stress and tension. They are under burnout conditions. Most pastors that pastor full-time, unless their church has situated them where they can take sabbaticals and vacations and times of rest, they operate so many times under exhaustion and being tired and don't have a place to go. Many people don't realize that many times a lot of pastors don't have a place where they can go to talk to someone about their private lives, about their private feelings about ministry and the work of the ministry. And the work of the ministry can wear you out. Being a wife of a pastor, being a wife of a bishop, I can tell you that my husband served in a traditional church for over 12 years. And that 12 years proved to be quite exhausting. I would tell anyone that your husband or wife is going into ministry full-time or going into ministry part-time that you need to set your goals, you need to set perimeters, you need to set boundaries for you, your life, and your ministry, because many times becoming a pastor or becoming a leader of a church, it can be more like a marriage, and there's a place of a honeymoon, and then we get into the regular everyday thing. And so we can sometimes forget our husbands and our wives in ministry. And many times in ministry, and when you're getting adjusted to a new church, new membership, new people, somebody can get left out. I can say that myself, truthfully, that there are some things that we did not do in that 12 years that we wish we had done, that it's nothing that we can do about it now, but I can try to make it better. And now that we have come together and we have founded a ministry, and which is known as Kingdom Ministries Global Church, but we recently trimlined the name to the Kingdom Church. In this past 6.5 years, I can tell you that the burden is just as great. The work is just as hard. And it doesn't matter about the members. It's all about giving God the glory for everything that he's done. And many people don't understand, even if you're birthing out of ministry, the membership can decide to stay at home on Sundays, but you never know who's coming. So the pastor must always be there. He or she must always be in place. He or she must always be praying and praise and worship. So we become in a ministry if you don't have the people in position or the people are not there. You have to be the prayer warrior. You have to be the intercessor. You have to be the praise and worship leader. You have to be the worship leader. Sometimes you even have to preach the message. Amen. But it's all into giving God glory. So tonight we are looking at an article that we pulled by Maurice Roberts, and it's called A Christian Refreshing. Amen. And this article really, really touched my heart because it has a lot of scripture base to it, and it helped me to see me. And I'm hoping that those of you that will listen to this broadcast will have the opportunity to review this broadcast and to take some notes and to see what you can do to help yourself. He was saying that it's a part of the Christian experience to come to the season of rest and refreshing. As you heard me say before, we've come to a season of the fall, the autumn, the leaves are changing. We know that from the month of May until the end of August, most of us get into vacation mode, get into going places. It's summer. We want to have fun. We want to do stuff. We want to be outside. We want to run. We want to go to the beach. We want to go to the amusement parks. We want to have this. We want to have that. But it also says that in this Christian experience, we must have seasons of rest and refreshing. It said it's important for the souls of labor and labor and tribulation for God. We seem like we have less time for rest and relaxation. It says that our journey, in some ways, seem to always get a little harder. It says so that we need to have a time of escape from the temptations of some seasons and have rest and from our burdens and our cares and the heat of the day. Yes, we need to get rest from the burdens of the heat of the day because we too go through things. And so many times we're finding that we are wearing ourselves out. We are becoming exhausted and therefore we become prey for attack of the enemy. It says, he was given this as an example. In the journey to Canaan, relief was given to Israel periodically, but the discovery of some fresh oasis or welcome provision of water by the provision of an oasis and a provision of water. It said, in the same way, the Lord's people on their journey to Zion today, that's us, are refreshed as we are led by Christ to new sources of comfort. God brings his weary servants over the trackless wastes of their desert wanderings by stages. So we go through stages. We go through seasons. From time to time, they are rested and refreshed at an oasis of mercy. That's God's unmerited favor. At such times, it is as if the Lord was saying, the rest. And this is the refreshing. And he gives as his reference Isaiah 28 and 12. Isaiah 28 and 12 as the scripture that he gives us for rest. And we've come to a place now, we're going into the fall, things are slowing down. The season is getting ready to change. It's getting a little cooler, but we hope it's getting cooler. But now our outer garments are going to change. We're going to start wearing sweaters and coats and gloves and hats. So many times we go through a cold season. Even in ministry, we might have a fall season, an autumn season where things are slowing down. The people might have been coming during the summer. The people might have been attending during the summer months, but now it's getting, the weather's changing, and people are tending to stay at home more. People are tending to be attracted to other things. instead of prayer and Bible study and morning worship services, people are finding other things to do. And it's because the enemy has downplayed the need for the church and the need for ministry and the need to be connected to God that we have found other things are more exciting than coming to do the work of the ministry. And therefore, the leaders that are there working harder because maybe there may be less or there may be too many or there may not be enough that they need to do more. And we are finding that we are depriving ourselves of rest, relaxation, and restoration. Quite natural if there's a pastor and they have a church, and if they don't have any associate ministers, they think seriously before they take the time off on Sunday mornings or for vacations because there's no one to release the flock to. And even when we have associate ministers, even when we have elders, we still have to prayerfully know who we can and who we cannot release the people to. We want to be very careful of what the people receive and who is imparting and depositing into the people of God under our leadership. No, we don't take control or ownership of anyone. The souls belong to God, but God holds us responsible to make sure that you're safe, that you're well fed, and that you're well cared for. In this article, it goes on to say, the comfort of these experiences to the weary Christian soul is exquisite. The mirage before a pool and the thirsty land springs of water, according to Isaiah 35 and 7. That's Isaiah 35 and 7. God commands the traveler to be still, to come apart and rest from the storms of spiritual conflict. The believer stops for a while and pauses to drink deep draughts of comfort. Some moments are highly welcome. These moments are highly recommended. Amen. These moments are highly recommended, and they're highly welcomed. They are sometimes unforgettable. The regalia, the spirit of man, at the time, they are enjoyed, and they return to his mind in later years when the recollection of them is still sweet and exhilarating. This means that there comes a time in this ministry, this walk of life that we're experiencing, that we need to get away to rest. We need to get away to relax. We need a change. We need to be restored. This is why if there are members of churches listening, we encourage you to encourage your man and woman of God to take time to go away so they can be ministered to. Pastors and leaders need to be ministered to. They must lay at the feet of someone else to be ministered to have their wounds, wounds be healed, because along this journey, preaching and ministering and imparting and deposit, we receive wounds. We are inflicted by stuff. We care for our sheep. We care for the people of God. Doesn't necessarily have to be the people of God that you pastor, but we care for people of God in general. And therefore, when people come to us and they ask for prayer and they want us to pray for them or they share their burdens, not knowing we take on those things. So there must be a time when we can lay before the Lord for a time of change, a season of change, a season of rest, a season of relaxation and restoration. We must take the time to hear God. We must take the time to be ministered to and receive from God and to lay before the Lord and cry out before him so that we can come away restored, refreshed, and renewed. This is why we find it so important when we go to conferences and private prayer meetings and private prayer things, just to be a chance to get rested, just a chance to get relaxed and restored. Sometimes it's good for the pastor and his wife or the pastor and her husband to go away for a time of spa, just to be ministered to relieve the tension, to relieve the pressure, amen, of ministry, of everyday marketplace assignments. Some of us that have children and grandchildren, that have family members, that we might be caregivers, we need to have a time of respite care, to get away, to just get a break, to just to be able to breathe. Amen. He talked about physical rest. When I looked up the word relax, it says to make or become less tense and anxious. Relax means to make or become less tensed or anxious. Sometimes we can get overcharged with stuff, and we can get carried away with things, and we become tensed and anxious. Then the word for refresh, the definition says to give new strength to revive, to restore. I know that in October I'm planning to attend a week revival. I'm looking to go in to be refreshed, renewed, restored, and relaxed. Amen. Yes, I'll be going to the services, but I'm looking to be relaxed. Sometimes the Word of God will help relax you. It's just like you're sitting in a massage chair or someplace, or you're just listening to some quiet music, or you're listening to the seasons of music that come on TV sometimes, and just the sound of music, the sound of water, it's refreshing, it's relaxing. Sometimes we just need to get us a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and just lay down and just relax ourselves and just ask the Lord to breathe on us and to restore us. It says for physical rest. It said there are times in the Christian's life when he or she must recognize and accept that he or she is in need of thorough rest. Thorough means complete rest. Every faculty in the man and woman of God is engaged in spiritual warfare. As I just spoke a few minutes ago, we're constantly warring. We are constantly praying. We're constantly preaching, teaching, depositing, and imparting. And so we must come to a place that we need to have a time of change, rest, relaxation, and restoration where someone can impart and deposit into us. It says, it is therefore not surprising that every faculty becomes periodically exhausted. That means that every part of us, our minds, our thoughts, our eyes, our ears, we become exhausted from the day-to-day battles, the day-to-day trials and challenges at home, on our jobs, at the church, just in natural, amen. In the natural sense, in the spiritual, in the secular world, there is so much going on until we find, that we become exhausted. It said, when God's servants have labored and toiled for months together at the post of duty, whether the duty becomes be secular or spiritual, it comes to a point of chronic fatigue. They need not feel ashamed to obey the call of tired constitution. What does this mean, Pastor Carolyn? We have a way of making it seem like we just cannot take a break. And we run ourselves. We drive ourselves hard. But sometimes it's needed for us to come to a place that we have to just know that we have got to stop. Amen. Needless to say, as you can hear my voice, I have pushed and pushed and pushed, and now my body needs rest. Yes, we have to go to the doctor. Yes, we have to take medication, which is needed. However, but it made me think more when I read this article about what am I doing to my body? What good would I be to anybody right now? Because really, I just need to go lay down and rest because I'm coughing. I don't feel well. I'm sweating. I get hot. I get cold. The doctors had said that it's some type of infection, and they're treating me for that with antibiotics and steroids. And anybody knows that a lot of any type of medication can be hard on the body, on the heart, and different things. So we want to stay as well as possible. So therefore, I have to take a different look at how I'm handling myself, ministry, my life at home, my duties at home, how I can handle them differently so that I can take the time for rest, relaxation. Sure, it's nice to go out. It's nice to have dinner. It's nice to have fun. It's nice to have these things. And we know those things are wonderful. But the reality of it, we have to pick a place of balance in our lives for everything that the Lord has assigned to our hands. Amen. And chronic fatigue is no joke. Chronic fatigue is very, very serious. He said in this article, said they must unwind and relax. We must come to a place that we can unwind and relax. Sometimes we're so wound up that we can't stop talking, we can't stop acting crazy, we can't stop acting ugly, we can't stop acting wild, we can't stop giggling. It's because we have never taken the time to find out which season we're in. What are we doing? How are we reacting? Do we need to take a break? What's wrong with me? It said life without proper relaxation loses its delight, and it becomes a burden. It becomes drudgery. It becomes a burden. When we don't get the proper rest, we're irritable. When we don't get proper rest, we get angry. We get short-tempered. We speak rudely. And many of us, oh, no, I would not do that. That's because we don't oftentimes see ourselves as others see us. So maybe the Lord is just telling us that we need to come to a place where he can just minister to us so that we can really get rid of the burdens and the cares and the challenges of life that we are carrying and come to a place of relaxation so we can be a delight to one another. It said no man can give his best when he or she is worn down and spent. Not one of us, no man or woman, can give 100% when they are tired and exhausted. We must take the time to unwind and release. Many times the things that we are carrying and the refusal to release is because we're so tensed up. We don't have a time to come away with the Lord, a time to be quiet, a time to relax, rest, and be restored and changed, that God can speak to us, and we are just holding on to stuff and carrying stuff that is really not ours to carry. It says, he said, we are apt to think the work of God will collapse if we do not hold it up continually with all our might. Let me say, this can be a trap from the enemy. The enemy wants us to think that it will fail without us. Let me tell you, God does not need us. Whatever is going to happen, it's going to happen. When we feel like we can't stay away or we need to go, God will prove himself to be mighty. God will prove himself to be in all power. He's in control of things. If we think that we have forgotten really who God is. He has all power. He's everywhere at the same time. He knows everything. Let me tell you, he knows on Sunday morning who's coming and who's not. He knows on Sunday mornings when you wake up and said, I just don't feel like going. But you push yourself. Trust me, I know what that is. I did not feel like going to service, but I pushed myself. I call myself being semi-religious because I said, if I can do anything, I can get out of this bed and go to the house of the Lord. Yes, the Bible tells us to fail not to assemble ourselves together. And yes, he said, call for the elders of the church and let them pray the prayer of faith and healing. That's what I did. Amen. But I had sense enough to come straight back home and get back into the bed. It said, if we think we have forgotten who God is, the work of God exists and prospered on earth before we were born. It will also always exist and prosper, even when we are dead and forgotten. Scarcely a greater effort could be offered to God that is a liberal theology which imagines that God has no other hands or feet than ours. We mess ourselves up when we think that we are the only hands, that we are the only feet of God. God can use other people. On the contrary, it said in Psalm 68:7, his chariots are 20,000. He's more than capable. Heaven and earth could only more easily pass away than the church of Christ. Concerning the church, God says, I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment. God said this. I keep it. I water it every moment. And he heard it. I will keep it night and day, This is according to Isaiah 27:3. Again, he said, I, the Lord, do keep the church. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Isaiah 27:3. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Again, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. God is awake. Let him handle it. I thank God for this lesson tonight because it is helping me. We have got to learn how to go give God our best, praise him for whatever, and just keep on moving. Let him handle it. It said the Lord Jesus Christ was not ashamed to be found asleep in the boat, according to Mark 4:38. His people, therefore, do not need to feel ashamed. After exhausting services, they too must yield their aching bodies to a period of necessary rest. Sometimes we feel like we just can't go take a break. We just can't go away. We can't be quiet. But it's important for us to know that we must yield our bodies to the rest that is required. Amen. We must find the time to go lay down and be refreshed and restored. When refreshment is essential is what this next area comes to. But I'm going to stop right here tonight because I don't want to go into another part of this lesson without having the time to properly explain some things. But I hope tonight that after the broadcast is even over, that you will have the time to sit back and to review some of the things that were said and shared tonight. First of all, we know that we need change. We know we need rest. We know that we need rest and relaxation and restoration. We know that it's important for us to get rest after our times of challenge and labor and tribulation. We know that rest and relaxation are necessary, and to relax means to make or become less tense or anxious. And how tensed are you even right now? I know that we have the laundry to do. I know that we have dinner to do. I know that we have the children that have homework. I know that we have to tend to our husbands and our wives. But how often have we just said, look, I'm just tired. I just can't do it. Sometimes we just need to set goals. Sometimes we need to set, a schedule to go by. And always include the beginning of that schedule and the end of that schedule, time for God. It said God set an example. He set an example for us in the scripture. After the creation, it said that he rested. He wants us to rest. Let me say this, and I say this loudly. We are not sinning when we take rest. We are not sinning when we have times that we shut down and that we need to just have a time alone with God, just to rest in his presence, just to relax and to be restored. I love it when we see the different men and women of God who are able to travel and to go on the many cruises and the many things and the many vacations. That is a wonderful blessing. It's a blessing just to be able to spend time with friends and family just to unwind and relax. And it says that we must come away for a time of refreshing and renewal with God. It is so important to be refreshed, renewed, and restored. We are in need of total rest. Even when we become exhausted, we must know how to say stop. So tonight we thank God for the opportunity for being here with you. Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for those that shall listen to this message, the season of change, rest, relaxation, and restoration. We pray that it shall be a blessing to them. We pray that it will give them insight and wisdom. Most of all, that it will give them a come away time with you to rest, relax, and be restored. We speak refreshing. We speak restoration to them right tonight, Lord God. We bind the hand of the enemy that would disturb their peace, their slumber, and their rest. Father, breathe on us all tonight. Refresh us, renew us, and restore us all. Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the many listeners. We thank you for the souls that shall be healed, saved, set free, and delivered. And Father, we thank you for time with you, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.